Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, opens Thursday. Many fans are planning to line up in front of movie theaters the day before. And believe it or not, I do. There are fans who are already waiting outside one theater in Hollywood. NPR's Nova Sappho visited with them.
Just off to the side of the Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood, away from the tourists and the hardened imprints of celebrity hands and feet, there's an encampment, a line of Star Wars fans sitting in chairs shaded by an open-air tent.
How many of you guys are out here right now?
On weekdays, like 20 to 30. On weekends, like 70-ish.
Yeah, 50 or 70. Just every week it gets more and more.
And then towards the end, it should be a lot more.
There are rules if you want to be in this line. You have to donate at least $50 to charity. You can come and go, signing in and out of line. Where you end up come opening night depends on how much time you put in. When we spoke, Brian Lee was at the front of the line.
I have a ton of hours in, I think almost around 500. I haven't really been keeping count that much. But everyone's here for different reasons. Like, there are some people here who do indeed like the prequels and are looking very forward to Episode 3. There are people here who hate the prequels and have no hope for Episode 3, but they're here because they like to hang out with the fans, or they're doing it for the charity. People are here for different reasons.
And while they're waiting, the fans pull out their laptops, surf the net, and watch movies.
What do Star Wars fans watch when they're not watching Star Wars?
Sideways.
Lord of the Rings.
Robotech.
The actually most requested movies out of our queue has been Sideways and Collateral, and The Day After Tomorrow, and Sky Captain.
Some fans have been in line since April, and in a Life Meets Movie moment, they encountered an unexpected plot twist.
Turns out the movie's not playing here, but we're still lining up because we planned it, and we might as well. And we've already raised over $10,000 for charity, so it's still worth it.
That's Autumn Robertson. She says they camped out at the Grauman's Chinese because Episodes 1 and 2 played there. Now they'll see the film at another theater. She says passion for Star Wars is what brought them together, but it's not the only reason they're in line.
You camp out because, I mean, people got married who camped out together. Like, this is, like, my family. Like, the movie is completely different from the lining up experience.
Nova Sappho, NPR News, Los Angeles.